Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving deep today, exploring this doc, meeting your 2025 weight loss and health goals. Gonna break it down and pull out some useful tips, interesting stuff to help you hit those health goals this year.
Awesome.
And relax, no crazy rules here or like massive overhauls.
Right.
Just finding what clicks for you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like getting the why behind the what and then making choices, sustainable ones that fit into your life, not some temporary
Of course.
crazy thing.
And this doc, it jumps right in, talking workouts, finding a routine you'll actually stick with. Seems obvious,
Well,
but
it's huge.
why is that so crucial?
Habit formation, right. Our brains, they're wired for pleasure, avoiding pain.
Makes sense.
So you force yourself into a workout you hate, your brain's like, exercise equals misery, and then
Yeah.
it's so hard to stick with it. But find something you enjoy, like dancing, hiking, even a brisk walk, you're way more likely to keep it up.
Love that. And this doc, it doesn't assume we all have gym memberships, right? It's talking YouTube workouts, fitness apps, walking, jump ropes even.
I'm so glad they put that in there. It's like
Yeah.
acknowledging fitness doesn't have to be this big, expensive
Excellent.
production. You can get an amazing workout right at home or in a park. It's about fitting it to you,
Yeah.
your space, your time, and what you actually like doing.
For sure. Now, food. Dietary shifts. This is where it can feel kind of scary for some people.
It can be.
And they even toss out some intense jumpstart ideas. Daniel fast, juice cleanses, these challenges like Veganuary, Dry January. What's your take? Are those actually helpful?
They can be, as like a shakeup, trying something new, but you got to be smart about it. Like
Yeah.
juice cleanses, maybe a quick detox, but they don't have all the nutrients you need. Definitely not long term. The Daniel fast, interesting, but super restrictive. Veganuary, that takes serious planning to make sure you're getting everything your body needs. And Dry January, that can be great, resetting your relationship with alcohol, but do it safely, especially if you're a heavier drinker. Gotta watch for those withdrawal symptoms.
I appreciate that you're pushing for us to really think about these jump starts.
Yeah.
You know, not just taking them as a quick
For
fix.
sure.
Now, let's be real.
Yeah.
Not all of us love to cook, right?
Right.
The doc gets that. They talk about meal delivery, meal prepping as options.
Oh, being realistic is key. Meal delivery, super convenient if you're short on time, and meal prepping can save you money and time.
In the long run.
Totally. And even small things like grabbing a rotisserie chicken or pre-cut veggies, it makes a huge difference.
And they mentioned Trader Joe's and Aldi for affordable groceries. It's about those little hacks to make healthy eating easier. Do you have any favorite budget-friendly meal planning tips?
Definitely. Plan your meals around sales. You can score awesome deals on seasonal produce, build amazing meals around that, and don't forget frozen fruits and veggies. They're often just as good as fresh and can save the day when you're in a rush.
Great tips. Last part of the doc, it focuses on mind-body connection, specifically using yoga and meditation to help hit those health goals. I'm curious, what's your take on this? How do those fit into the bigger picture?
It's realizing that our physical and mental well-being, they're totally linked. Yoga and meditation, they're not just about being flexible and relaxed. They can lower stress, get you better sleep, make you more self-aware, even boost your focus and motivation.
Wow.
It's amazing how they can have this ripple effect, improving all parts of our lives, including our health goals, right?
And they suggest starting small, just 5, 10 minutes of yoga, 5 minutes of meditation. Seems pretty doable.
Oh, absolutely. And there's tons of free stuff online. Guided meditations, beginner yoga videos. Start small, try different things, find what you like. Consistency, that's the magic word here, just like any good habit.
So wrapping up, we talked about finding a workout routine that you actually enjoy, making smart dietary changes, being realistic about cooking, and tapping into the power of yoga and meditation.
It's about finding what works for you. No one-size-fits-all approach to health, right? It's a journey. Figuring yourself out, trying things, putting in consistent effort.
I love that.
It's great stuff.
So, which part spoke to you the most? What little step can you take today to get closer to your goals? Every journey begins with that first step, right?
Totally.
Keep pushing, keep exploring, and remember you got this.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone.
See you next time.
Bye for now.
Bye.